At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Bow, 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 bow. It's a hump day. Good morning. It's Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. All downhill from here. The weekend lays, you know, somewhere out there in the distance. But you can smell it from Wednesday, that's for sure.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You say.
I smell it. It's good.
I still got a couple hurdles.
Oh, do you?
Nona's got to get on that plane, get home safely.
Oh.
That's got to happen today.
Oh.
I got a meeting today at 10. I got to get through that. Then.
It's all clear.
I got a clear run for the weekend. The birthday got done, though, yesterday. That was a big thing.
And like, how did it go?
It went great. You know, the big party for a 7-year-old was on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So it was much more about just, you know, the little unit of us together where I had to take her to gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, sure. Dad's taxi service.
We went and got a couple other things that we needed at the store and we had Taco Tuesday, everybody. And she got her fish, William.
Oh, William.
Well, it was Penelope.
Mm.
And then Christina looked up and goes, that fish is a boy.
How can you tell?
Because it's the kind of fish that it is, apparently.
Oh.
I don't know. Believe me, once I start to get like stretched too thin, I'm just trying to survive things.
Whatever you say it is, that's what it is.
William. Mm. Not looking that up. As it is, I had to get, fish tanks are weird. There's a lot you got to do to make it okay for this new little guy to come in there and be okay. And you certainly don't want to go, here's your fish. And then, you know, she wakes up this morning and it's, right. And so there's the story. I'm.
How big? Didn't you have a fish before?
Isla had a fish, Turbo.
Mm.
And we've also had a fish, Burial.
Oh.
So that didn't. Lasted okay, but
didn't think about like a mouse or something or a rat.
What's that?
You didn't consider like
I don't want a rat or a mouse in the house. No thanks.
Mm.
I'm not a lizard or a serpent or any kind of
a serpent.
No, no thanks. So the fish is where we're
aquarium.
At. But I got the whole thing set up.
Mm-hmm.
The missus went and got the fish earlier in the day, because I was doing other stuff trying to anyway. And then I find myself after we eat and we've cleaned up, The kids go off to an ice cream social.
Oh.
With their mom.
Oh, I see.
And I'm home and I'm getting ready. Now it's 7 o'clock. And I'm find myself, I can't stop staring at the fish. So I shower and I go back and check on him. And I'm worried. I want him to be okay.
Oh, does he not seem okay?
No, he seems okay. But, you know, from what I read, when you put a new fish in a new habitat, whatever you call that, it could not go okay. There could be a problem. And at one point, I walk over to the fish tank and William is gone. And I'm like, there's no, I'm looking under the little castle.
Oh no.
And I'm looking around the barrels.
He's just gone.
Gone. And now I'm like, you know, mother bleep and what the. And I look over on the side and William is pinned to the intake.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what the? And I unplug the thing and I'm like, what is happening? And he just swims off. And I'm like, well, okay, he's alive, thank God. Jesus Christ, I'm like having a heart attack.
He's pinned to the suction that circulates the water.
Just to the wall. And so I looked everywhere but there. I don't know why I didn't think that, but it's because
Is he one of those beta fishes?
He's got a lot of feathery fins and stuff.
Okay.
So I read about it, and apparently they don't hate that. It's bad for them because it can really tear up their very delicate fins, but they don't hate it. They just sit there.
So he could have extracted himself from that situation.
I don't know. I unplugged it and changed I lowered the
pressure.
Pressure,
suction.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fish tank guy. I mean, I'm going to become one, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, who's going to clean it?
But there was William pinned to the wall, and I was just like, oh my God, they're going to come home from the ice cream social, and William's going to have only made it 4 hours.
The life of a goldfish.
Oh, man. Anyway, that was just, there was one of the adventures right before bed where I just, and so now I'm texting Christina, who's at the ice cream social with the kids, going, yes. Okay, I found William pinned against the grate. You got to make sure when you get home that the new amount of pressure is not too much, that he's not stuck. And it was all good. So we fixed everything.
Still though.
Pinned against.
That's a dad crisis right there. There it is.
It was just like, oh my God, dude, what are you doing?
Why can't
get
discuss
off of
with
there.
Me? Why is this happening?
Right at bedtime.
Oof. So when you turned down the pressure, he just like popped off the thing?
It just popped right off, swam away.
No thing.
I lowered the pressure. I put the thing back in, put it all back together. And then
it feels like a massage to them, like just kind of a pull.
The video I watched said that they like to just sort of sit. They can breathe and they don't have to swim.
Uh-oh.
I don't think they have to swim ever, really. I mean, they can just sit there.
What happens if they don't
swim? I don't know.
They get sucked into the suction thing. Now I realize.
That mofo was pinned against the wall.
Mm.
I don't know if he was suiciding or, you know, or got too close or liked it. I don't know.
This is my life.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is my life. I'm the dad in this. Listen to this one. Okay. ChatGPT.
Oh.
And my kid.
Oh.
So my oldest goes, "Hey, Dad, you want to hear my speech for school council?" And I go, "Sure." She goes, "All right, I'll meet you in your room." And then, you know, and I go up there and I sit at my desk and she stands up and she says this speech. And I'm like, "That's great. I would vote for you. I loved it." And she says, "Okay, thanks. I'm going to go tell it to Mom." She goes downstairs and tells it to her mom. And her mom goes, "How much of that was written by ChatGPT?"
100.
It wasn't 100, but my daughter, who, you know, tries not to lie, she tries to be a good girl, was totally caught. She doesn't have
She's 11.
But she wrote the speech and her friend put it through ChatGPT and got the end result. And that's what she read to me. And I thought it sounded great. Her mom, who uses ChatGPT for lots of stuff at work, totally recognized it in a snap, which I imagine that's how it's going to be for teachers too. They have to know what this kid actually sounds like and what.
Yeah. Well, that's why they make them do a lot of classwork by hand so that they're like, "Well, I basically know your grasp of the English language. This doesn't seem like you."
That was it too. Christina goes, "You said in your speech the word chaos. You don't use that word.
Define chaos."
And I went, "I didn't even think of that. It sounded so good. I mean, you're speechifying, right? You would reach outside yourself.
At least she could pronounce it. I mean, what if she had said, you know, chaos. That would have been, then you would have really known.
Well,
might have actually picked up on that, Dad.
I was paying attention and liked it. That's my review, but yeah.
What chaos is happening at her school?
It was about the position that she's going for is a communications one where she will be the communicator of the events that they plan to do as a class, as a group of. And so she was saying in a neat, organized way it was in there somewhere.
Right.
I don't have it memorized, but it was about that.
In the end, what did Christina decide needed to happen? Like, did she go, "I can tell you use ChatGPT, but great job and good luck with the election"?
I think she asked her to change at least that. But I don't know because I was trying to be
upstairs.
Don't
leave in words that you don't even know. They have to look up
right, and
find out the pronunciation of.
I was busy with the fish after that, and I figured they'd sort it out. But it did sound good. She had my vote. Well, I mean, I don't even know.
I mean, you're an easy A when it comes to your daughter.
Did you run for city council in school?
No.
Or for class, whatever?
I never would have been elected.
Why do you say that?
I was never like that kid. The popular kids that run for office and make signs and have people supporting them. That was so not me. I literally every day was like, "I cannot wait to get out of this building."
Well, most kids feel that.
Yeah.
Don't they?
I don't know.
I take that back. I didn't feel that. That's where girls were. And so that's where I wanted to be.
The only thing that kept me engaged in school was music and art. That was it. And sometimes I would skip a class and just go to the art room.
You liked science, didn't you?
I did like science. You're right. But I didn't. I just, you know, hardcore learning classes. Nah. Let's go sing.
Yeah.
I was in glee club, drama club.
Oh, boy. You were that chick.
Yep.
I like those ladies. But we were different worlds for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't in any sports or anything. But I rode horses my whole life. So I had, I had that outside of it.
Susan? Susie.
Shannon.
Shannon! Yeah. Why do I always forget that?
So every weekend I would have, and I had 4-H meetings during the week, and then we'd go to all the horse shows. And
does 4-H have a uniform?
No, it's head, heart, hands, and health or something. And it's sort of all encompassing. It's about living life. Sometimes it could be animal husbandry. It can be, it can be all these different things.
Okay.
Probably gardening. Like all the kids, where I grew up, it's so funny because it's only an hour south of Boston and it's way more populated now. But it was, a lot of cow fields and corn fields and agriculture. Cranberry bogs at the Yin Yang.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's neat though.
It was a cool way to grow up. But school, no. Never my thing. Art class. I liked art class. My teacher would not say a damn word to me. I'd walk in and he just wouldn't even question it. And I'd go do my own thing in art class because I was ditching another class. Like gym. I'm not going to gym.
Wait a minute. So it's period three.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be in PE,
mm-hmm.
but you would go to art class.
I just go to Mr. Crow's room. Yeah.
And just sit, just grab a seat and start working.
Yeah, and I actually, there were a few of us, I'm so artistic, Vinny, that I would always have some ongoing project. So I'd just come and work on the project. And he'd be like, I think he might have asked me a couple times, what are you supposed to be? I'm like, in study hall. He just came here instead. He's like, all right.
Meanwhile, Mr. DeBobian is over in PE going, where the F is Clark?
And I had probably, I was really, I'm telling you, a good artist. I could copy my mom's handwriting. Oh, yeah, Sarah's got a sore foot.
You were whatever. The fake note writer.
Mm. Yes. Anyway, I didn't have ChatGPT. I'm sure it would have helped me a lot with all those papers we had to write in school. On that note, though, and again, one more time, happy birthday, Edie.
I cannot believe
you're 7 years old. Your sister's about to be 12. It's just, it's hard to believe, actually, how fast that all that time has gone. It's crazy. Just like holding a little baby and then suddenly they're a 12-year-old or a 7-year-old. Incredible. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny Ellis' morning show. Here is a song. See you right after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.